Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
The froth is off the Joe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Give us our daily Starbucks. The addiction has made it the world's largest coffee shop. But the grounds are shifting, and it's led Starbucks to an inflection point. For the first time, customer traffic in U.S. shops fell in the fourth quarter. Now, Starbucks is cutting earnings forecast for the rest of the year. And today, a move to get Java drinkers back in. Starbucks is launching its first national TV ad campaign. For the stock market, the big question is, are we headed for a recession? Higher energy prices and declining home values are stretching consumers, and the credit crunch is weighing on business. The Dow dropped 120 to 13,110. We had the S&P and the NASDAQ each losing about 1%. Asian markets followed Wall Street lower, and stocks in Europe are lower this morning as well. BP is making major changes to its U.S. convenience store business. 700 outlets will be sold, and several thousand jobs are hanging in the balance. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
This is one of the first measures by BP's new CEO to help reverse the recent sharp fall in the company's profits. 700 directly owned retail outlets in the U.S. will be sold off to franchisees. Just under 10,000 employees will lose their jobs with BP. But the company says it expects most of the gas station and convenience store staff to be retained by the new owners. A BP spokesperson says the measure will inject a new spirit of enterprise into the outlets. The sale's expected to take 2 years. When it's complete, all of BP's 13,000 American gas stations will be independently owned. They'll operate under the AMPM brand name. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The holiday shopping rush is just a week away. Some retailers have cooked up extra ways to get you in. Like last year, CompUSA will serve pumpkin pie to those waiting in line before stores open. Now Sam's Club will give shoppers a free continental breakfast.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. By Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Attention shoppers, welcome to the grand opening.
Now the final installment in Consumed, our special series on this and other American Public Media programs. All week we've been looking at the beauty and the beastliness of the American economy and asking whether the status quo is sustainable. Today, Marketplace's Sam Eaton introduces us to one businessman who's been transformed into a revolutionary. The boss at Interface Carpet.
Think about all the ingredients that go into making industrial carpets, nylon, glues, the rubber backing, and you can pretty much sum them up with one word, oil. So when the founder of one of the world's largest carpet companies pledges to eliminate oil from its products, the world takes notice.
If we can do it here, anybody can do it.
Ray Anderson takes me on a tour of his Georgia manufacturing plant. He founded Interface more than 3.5 decades ago with the novel concept of making modular carpet tiles. Today, Interface has become Anderson's vision for what he calls the second industrial revolution, this time with a deeper shade of green. Anderson shows me a truck-sized grinder that pulverizes worn-out carpets into material that can be recycled into new products.
The idea is to eliminate the very concept of waste. Don't even allow the notion to exist. Like nature.
Nature was never something Anderson thought much about in the early years of his company. Today, the woods surrounding his solar-powered cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains are his inspiration. From the front porch, Anderson recounts the moment he now calls his spear-in-the-chest epiphany. In the early 90s, his customers asked what Interface was doing for the environment. Anderson didn't have an answer.
It was a moment of conviction. I was convicted there and then as a plunderer of the earth.
Anderson believes a sustainable world demands that second industrial revolution he talks about. And it isn't going to come from a government mandate or even from consumers. It's the corporations that need to change.
Unless business and industry come aboard, it is over for humankind. Because business and industry is leading us down this slippery, slippery slope. And at the end of that lies, you know, an unlivable earth.
Interface is nearly halfway toward its goal of having zero environmental impact, basically taking nothing from the earth that isn't renewable and doing no harm to the biosphere in the process. To get there, Anderson wants to reinvent the way the industry works. For example, instead of selling carpets, he wants to lease them to corporate clients. That guarantees Interface a steady stream of recyclable material once the carpets wear out. But it also introduces a revolutionary concept to manufacturing, corporations taking lifetime responsibility for their products.
And that's the fundamental difference between the first industrial revolution and the second industrial revolution. It's about resource efficiency rather than labor efficiency.
Kickstarting a new industrial revolution takes time, and some critics charge that Interface isn't going far enough, fast enough. But Anderson says persistence, not speed, is the key to reaching the top of what he likes to call Mount Sustainability. That persistence has already paid off. Interface has pocketed more than $300 million in savings from energy efficiency and waste reduction. Anderson says without profits, it's hard to create any lasting change.
Somebody wants to ask me, exactly what do you expect to see from the top of Mount Sustainability? I thought about it. I said, what I really hope to see is I want to look down that mountain in all directions and see other companies climbing it right behind us, because there's room for everybody at the top.
In Atlanta, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
If you'd like to know more about any of the issues we've raised this week, go to our website, marketplace.org, and click on Consumed. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.